Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
It's the week ahead here at XM.com, and it's going to be a data-packed week, offering investors a lot to focus on. I'm Christina Marujos. With me today is our lead investment analyst, Raf Boyajian. Rafi, before we get into the data, let's start with the only central bank meeting coming up this week. The RBNZ meets on Wednesday, where another 25 basis points rate hike is expected, but the central bank is not projected to stop there. So what could that mean for the Kiwi?
Well, Christina, that is right. So we are probably going to get a 25 basis point rate hike from the RBNZ. Now, we have to go back, though, to February when they last published their quarterly projections, where they had forecast that the rates would peak at 5.5%, and that's where rates would end up should they go ahead with this 25 basis point rate hike. The question, though, now is that are they going to revise up their terminal rates, because they will be publishing again the latest set of forecasts. Now, markets expect that the RBNZ will probably raise rates further, at least by another 25 basis point rate hike. So a lot is riding on whether or not the RBNZ is going to signal a pause, or are they going to keep the door open for additional rate hikes. So that's pretty much what the reaction the Kiwi is going to depend on. Now, there's arguments to pause for a while and to hike rates, because on the one hand, we've got the labor market remaining fairly tight. We may also be seeing a bit of a rebound in consumer spending in the first quarter after a pretty poor fourth quarter of 2022. Of course, those retail sales numbers will be out the same day as the meeting. On the other hand, in the RBNZ's latest survey, we did see inflation expectations come down. Actually, two-year inflation expectations fell to within the RBNZ's 1 to 3% target band. So that might give them an excuse to raise one more time and then pause. So at the moment, we cannot really rule out either option.
We'll be getting a slew of data from the United States this upcoming week, but maybe PCE inflation and the Fed minutes will steal the spotlight as investors readjust their rate cut expectations. So what should dollar traders anticipate this week?
Well, we've actually had so many Fed speakers lately. It's going to be hard for all that data to steal the limelight. And it's also one of the reasons why the FOMC minutes might probably not matter too much, because what we've been hearing from Fed officials is that the majority of them seem to be heading towards a decision to raise rates again at the June meeting. It wasn't that long ago, actually, a pause seemed almost certain, and markets have had to readjust their expectation. We've seen quite a significant repricing in Fed fund futures, and that's why the dollar has been rallying lately. The Fed minutes might not maybe have a huge reaction, but the PCE inflation data next Friday, that will matter. In fact, it's going to be the first of the three remaining big reports before the June meeting, so that could play a role in which way FOMC members vote in June. So we are expecting the core PCE price index, that of course is the Fed's primary measure of inflation that they look at when setting policy. That's expected to drop to 4.4%, which would be quite a turnaround given that in the past few months it's been stuck around 4.6, 4.7%. So will that be enough for Fed officials to feel confident about pausing? We shall have to wait and see. But given the dollar's big gains over the past week or so, over the past couple of weeks, in fact, should we see any soft numbers, that could trigger a bit of a sell-off. But there's also going to be other data to watch as well. For example, the flash PMIs will be important, as well as durable goods orders and the revised GDP numbers as well.
Now let's cross into Europe. Eurozone PMIs will definitely gather attention, especially after some disappointing German data we saw recently. Now, could the PMIs offer the euro some reprieve?
Well, it might, because the manufacturing sector in the euro area has been contracting for a number of months now. Are we going to see a rebound? Should we do see that? Which doesn't seem very likely, given that one of the reasons why European exporters have been suffering is because of the sluggish demand coming from China. But nevertheless, any improvement might lift the euro to an extent. And much of the recovery, much of the growth in the euro area over the past couple of quarters has been due to the strong service sector. Should that hold up, that could also support the euro. But of course, for the euro to have any meaningful rebound, we would have to see some dollar weakness as well.
And last but not least, Rafi, we'll also get the latest CPI report from the United Kingdom. Is inflation finally moderating, and how could the pound perform?
Well, Christina, so the upcoming CPI report will be quite important in the UK because it may be the one that we may finally see UK inflation dropping below 10%. We've seen quite a substantial drop in other countries. In the UK, though, it's remained above 10%. That's all about to change, and we could see inflation finally heading significantly lower, potentially hitting 8%. So what would that do for sterling, given that one of the reasons why the pound has been doing rather well, or comparatively better against the US dollar than other currencies, is the fact that inflation in the UK was seen to be a lot stickier than in other countries. But of course, we do have the other argument is that UK economy has also been a lot more resilient than expected. The flash PMIs on Tuesday should tell us more about whether or not that growth momentum is holding up in May. But overall, we could see sterling come under pressure should we see a bigger than expected drop in UK CPI, which potentially might give the Bank of England to pause sooner rather than later.
Rafi, great having you with me. Thanks so much. This was The Week Ahead here at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.